We're going to turn now to a new development in a long-standing fight over equity in higher education funding. In Maryland, four historically black universities have been suing the state over funding disparities. They allege that Maryland has harmed the four schools by consistently providing more money for programs at predominantly white universities. Earlier this month, lawmakers from the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland said if the lawsuit isn't settled by January, they will draft legislation to close the gap. The lawsuit is the latest in the decades-long debate around the role of historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, many of which struggle with financial issues. To learn more, we've called on Delise Smith Barrow. She is a senior editor at the Hechinger Report. That's a publication that covers innovation and inequality in education. Delise Smith Barrow, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
So first, just talk a little bit, if you would, about the Maryland case. Can you just be more specific about what the four HBCUs in Maryland are alleging?
So this suit has been going on for the last 13 years, and the schools are basically saying that the state of Maryland has not adequately resourced them compared to their predominantly white institutions, and they are asking for $577 million to basically make the historically black colleges, to put them on essentially the same footing as the traditional, you know, predominantly white universities. The governor has said that his final offer is $200 million, so that's less than half of what these universities are asking for.
So what are the lawmakers in Maryland saying? I mean, what is some of the conversation that they're having around this?
The lawmakers are saying, for one, no matter what the final dollar amount is, it would be allotted over 10 years. So whether it's $200 million or the $577 million that the HBCUs are asking for, they're not going to get all of this money today. So they're not going to really get any money until 2021. Now, higher education is a little different from other state expenses. What you can do is raise tuition and fees to kind of make up for whatever shortfalls that you're not getting from your local government. The problem is, though, that, again, at many historically black colleges and universities, much of the student body is from a low-income background. So you can't really tell these colleges and universities, raise your tuition or raise your fees or find another way to get the dollars from the students. A lot of times you are very reliant on your local and federal government for funding because of the student population you are dealing with.
So before we let you go, what's the posture of the Trump administration toward HBCUs? I mean, I'll note that he attended a conference of the National HBCU Week conference earlier this fall. What's been the posture of the Trump administration toward these institutions?
In terms of funding, I think the schools appreciate some of what he's done in terms of forgiving the debt that some schools had after Hurricane Katrina about a decade or so ago. But I'm not sure if there is wide support of the president, particularly because of the bans that he introduced in the beginning of his presidency against majority Muslim nations. That affected a lot of the international student enrollment at some of these HBCUs. And international student enrollment usually brings with it a lot of money because students pay more than they typically would if they were in-state, for example. So a lot of schools, I think, were very unhappy about that decision from the president. And while he's publicly acknowledged their contribution to American society, I think the verdict is still out whether that has matched in terms of funding dollars.
That is Delise Smith Barrow. She's a senior editor at the Hechinger Report, a publication that covers innovation and inequality in education. Delise Smith Barrow, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me on.